Let me explain something to y'all, and I've said it probably 1,000 times, but I'm going to try to say it in a different way. And the preachers don't teach you this because they can't see it. And so I'm not mad at them. They just can't see it. There's a 2D version of the Bible, right? Now, where did it come from? It came from the 5D, or higher, the unseen. So when I say 5D, the spirit realm, 5 is the letter E, E is a spirit. So the 2D Bible was written in 5D before the foundation of the world. It's the script that Jesus played out. And not only is it the script that Jesus played out, it was about him, his story. It's also your script, script's your. And you're playing it out in 3D. And you know in 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10, he says, these things were written for your admonition. The Bible's written, the things of old were written for your admonition. So what happened to the people before you, it was written down, put together, for you to be able to learn from. And so, is the Bible literal? Yes. Is it allegorical? Yes. Is it symbolic? Yes. Is it metaphorical? Yes. Is it hyperdimensional? Yes. Is it holographic? Yes. You know it's holographic because the Apostle Paul and all the writings tell you the same thing. Walking in the Spirit, taking up your cross, faith alone. Every book is saying the same thing. Revelation, Ephesians, Colossians, Genesis, they're all saying the same thing. That the energy of the flesh is weak, and so you need to depend on God and walk in the Spirit. And you don't walk by rules anymore. You get walk because you're a new creature in Christ. So you walk in love or agape and truth. And so it's true for me, for you, for everybody that they should follow that path. And so you're in another state, another city, another country. And so if it's true everywhere for everybody, and it's also true in time past and time future and time present, then that means it's a fractal hologram. The same truth is true no matter what time frame you're in, no matter what location you're in. The truth is the same everywhere, and it sets you free. So why do we feel like that everything is separated outside of Christ? Because that's the flesh mind. So when you get into the spirit mind, you're one with Christ. You have the mind of Christ. And the Bible says you can know all things. The Bible says you already know all things in Christ. Look the verse up. It's in the Bible. You know all things in Christ. That's Bible. The Bible says if he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? All things are yours, the Bible says. There's a chapter that says all things are yours. And then it pauses as another verse, and then the next verse says, all things are yours. In Christ you have all things. In Christ you know all things. It's not the energy of the flesh, but the energy of the Spirit. As soon as I started talking, this bottled water started crackling over here. This is so powerful that what I'm showing you is this. The Mother Earth system is a birthing system, and anytime you have something this birthing, there has to be division. There has to be a cutting, a splitting, a turning. So Mother Earth, what's the purpose of time and Mother Earth? The purpose of time and Mother Earth is to birth you into your next state. Everything's a copy machine. His word won't return void. Everything's a copy. And so when you have all these script writers and all these movies and all these songs and all these, it's the energy of the flesh, but mankind cannot think outside of God. So when you see a movie about Escape New York or whatever that man can write, it's going to happen in 3D because it's already happened in the mind of God, because man can't think outside of God. So anything that man creates, he's either creating a copy of himself, or supernaturally, God has given him some insight into what's going to happen in the future. That's why the prophets could see the future, because actually they were already in the future, because there's nothing new under the sun. You're actually living in the Genesis 3 repeat, and everything goes back to the cross. You got Adam and Eve. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. Eve, evening, PMS, her desires to her husband. So night follows day. The flesh follows the spirit. The flesh persecutes the spirit. And a lot of times, the flesh creature is persecuting you without you, because you're born again. You're not from here. You're extraterrestrial. You have a terrestrial body, which is the AI program, and your bodily functions function as an AI program. But you have the Spirit of God once you get born from above, so you're no longer from here, you're an ET. And the extraterrestrial is also TE, because you have tea time with God, because you're in fellowship with God by the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit groans within you, groanings that can't even be uttered. So you're in tea time or fellowship with God. And so you see one of the movies that said, oh no, we're stuck at 1 minute to tea time. Alice in Wonderland. We're stuck at 2 minutes to tea time or something like that. Yeah, every moment is a eating and drinking of Christ. He said, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. So each moment is the same moment in eternity. And so once you enter into the spirit mind, you realize everything's a worship service and everything is the now. The flesh mind sees everything as separated and everything as divided, because it's still being birthed from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. So once you enter into understanding there's nothing new, it's a holographic projection from the cross, from the spirit realm. Everything in the natural is a projection from the spirit. And you know that's true, because Romans 1:20, he says the things in heaven point, the things that you look at in the heavens and the things you experience on earth point to a deeper spiritual truth. So the types and shadows and anti-types point to a spiritual temple, and your body down here is a natural temple, just like Israel had a temple in the wilderness. The temple is you. And so everything in front of you is a reflection of you. The ocean, the trees represent faith, tree, true, faithful faith. The water has to flow, the current has to flow, the currency has to flow, your blood has to flow. Your body is the temple, and that's why you have organs in your body, the pipe in your throat. The devil had pipes and musical instruments in his body till he fell. So every created being is like a worship instrument, vessel, and that's what you're made for, to worship God forever. And so eventually you say, well, how can that be born worshiping God? I mean, how that would be born worship? No, it wouldn't. You know what's more boring? Living in the flesh, worshiping yourself forever, and dealing with this crazy society, and this doesn't matter what nation you're in, it becomes routine. Every day the sun resets. You're in a repeat. You're in a simulated training program to move you from self-worship to worshiping God. That's really what's happening.